All right. From the injury standpoint, the one injury I was told about was Nate Irving's shoulder. And I'm sure we'll have the tests done and all that and evaluate where he is. But he was not able to return in the ball game. It was a nice afternoon to secure a game ball for Coach Fox, who's resting at home. You know, glad to do that. You know, he's I talked to him this morning. He's got a lot of energy. He's feeling good. But it was great to be able to get that done. I thought players and coaches all week pulled together and got this thing executed. And thought we took control of the game early and then closed it out the way we needed to at the end. The other thing I want to note is Mr. Bolin, you know, the 300th win in 30 years. What a tremendous atmosphere he creates for us to work in. It's no wonder he's been this successful, just based on the way he treats everybody and the atmosphere he creates for us to, you know, go to work every day in. So very appreciative of that. Good hard-fought game. You know, it's a divisional game, a team that's been in all eight games. They've had a chance to win all eight games. We knew they'd have plenty of resolve, plenty of fight, trying to get a win here. Last year they had us up at halftime. This year we had control at halftime, and then we made enough plays to close it out late. So not everything exactly how you'd like it, but I thought a good gutty effort on the road and a good divisional win. So questions?
What happened to Peyton when he went down?
Not sure. I think, you know, took a little bit of a shot, made a great throw. Him and DT, you know, great timing on that play. And, you know, we were playing aggressively to win the game right there, and he made a throw, and DT made a catch, and that was ball game. So he got back up, didn't want to come off, very proud guy, and closed out the game for us.
Jack, you mentioned the San Diego last year being up at halftime. Was that talked about at all at halftime? About we're up, but remember what happened?
We didn't really talk about it in those terms, but we talked about wanting to put together a real good half and continue to work the process playing, you know, great football. And we did some great things. I mean, the way we closed the half, I thought that was outstanding. You know, defensively to get a stop in the red zone, I think one of three in the first half that were, whether they were all in the red zone or right at the door, I think one might have been at the 21 or 22 and not technically a red zone stop, but it was in terms of the impact it had on the game. And then offensively, we take a two-minute drive, go down and score. And then we get the ball to start the second half, and we go down and score. And so those are game-winning situations that we were executing at a high level. And then at the end of the game, to have the ball offensively and not give it back, you know, close out the game with a great four-minute drive. That's imperative for us to grow as a team and do those things. And really happy about that. Well, it does make sense to try and keep a great player on the sideline if you can. And so, you know, you can't fault him for trying. I thought Mike did a good job having his team prepared. They played hard. And we'll see him again in December. So, but it was a good win for us today. No, I'll let the doctors address that and the trainers address that. But no, I mean, from my standpoint, gutty performance, and I anticipate him being ready to roll.
How about just such an emotional week, though, imagine for you guys as a team preparing with what John just went through?
Well, certainly that's what we're all about, you know, is winning games and performing on the field. And I thought the focus from beginning to end, all the way through our meetings, our final meetings before we, you know, teed it up today, I thought they were, you know, really focused and on point and businesslike, and that was great to see. You know, collectively we kind of all pulled together and realized that, you know, Coach wasn't here, and we were going to need to kind of pull together, have each other's backs, and work through this thing and come in here and get a win. Yeah, no, I'm sure it wasn't easy. That'll be the case until he returns, but that's part of what makes Coach great is, you know, his passion for the game.
Personnel changes in the secondary. He mixed in Jammer and
yeah.
Looked like DRC was down to nickel. Just talking about that a little
No, we typically play everybody that's up and available, and guys get winded or get a little banged during the game, or anything happens. We're not afraid to roll in the next guy. So we, everybody that's up, we're trying to utilize in some way.
But Jammer started, though. Jammer, Quint Jarvis started the game.
Not unless somebody forgot to go out there, he could have. I'm not sure that he did. Okay, well, I mean, it's not like I assigned him to start the first snap, but he's on alert to play, and I'm not sure exactly how that came about. But we roll them all, we play them all, he might have been alert and went out when he needed to start the game. But it wasn't like, hey, we're going to start Jammer this week. We're going back to play San Diego. It really wasn't it. He's been up lately. He's been practicing well, playing well, and we were confident that he could help us. Today, and I'm glad to see him go out there and do a nice job.
Was there any conflict in your mind to say, this is what I want to do, like calling the two timeouts for the first half, or this is what God would do?
No, yourself? I can't operate that way. I think for me, I've got to be myself. We're prepared, and then we're ready to go out and execute, and I can't sit back and try and second guess what would coach want to do here. Then there's indecision. So I'm going to I'm going to do the things I need to do to lead the team, and I know that the majority of the things that we do, we've done for a long time together. Yeah, I would say that's.
Was it bicycle riding?
It's funny that you use that analogy. I had a text from a good friend who said, it's just like riding a bike, and you have a really nice bike. Appreciated that. Yeah, and we do. It's a nice ride. So, but I appreciate it. It's good opportunity. Good gutty win for us.
Okay,
all right, thank you.